Today, the church celebrates Thursday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 30. Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Love and friendship make great demands on our generosity. Even Jesus seems reluctant to divert attention away from his own chosen people, Israel, to attend to the pagan woman. Now, there's no simple way to soften the harsh reply of Jesus, except perhaps to say that he would not repeat the missteps of Solomon, who was led astray by foreign women. The apparent rejection is reconciled by the woman's humility, perseverance, and love for her child. Not for selfish pleasure or personal gain, but for the sake of her daughter does the woman turn aside Jesus' harsh words by replying, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." This answer overcomes Jesus' first objections, and he heals the woman's daughter. A wonderful example of gentle perseverance rewarded.